弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
时间过得很快哈。
Time flies.
感觉上上次见你们还是夏天哈，这次见你们好像冬天了。
I feel last time when I saw you, it was like summer, and this time it looks like winter.
这个天气变化是很快。
The weather changes very fast.
有些是不变的，恩典是不变的，主是不变的。
But there are many things that there are some things that not change. The grace will not change, and the Lord will not change.
我希望我们能够想发财的心也不要变。
I hope that the heart to you want to become rich will not change either.
有谁不想致富的吗？
Who don't want to become rich?
有没有
？Anybody?
啊、真的有啊！
哦，真的有。
You're
somebody who doesn't want to become rich.
这里讲哈，我们有个快速发财之路。
Here we can see a very fast path to become rich.
我相信大家知道是怎么一条路。
I believe you know what type of path that is.
但是在我们开始之前呢，我先讲我这个礼拜的一些事情。
But before we begin, let me share a little bit about my week.
这个礼拜就是因为我在上一门课 B105 就是讲四福音。
This week actually I was taking a class BE105 from Dallas Theological Seminary. It's about four gospels.
那礼拜四是要考试的时间。
Thursday is the time for exam quiz.
这个你知道做学生很不容易。
You know it's very difficult to be a student.
所以呢，我就是按照，因为我们是第四次考试了。
Because this is the fourth exams.
也比较有经验，知道他考什么。
I have experience. I know what he's going to test.
因为前面马太、马可、路加都考过了，这次考约翰福音。
Because for the first three times, we've already taken quiz on Mark, on Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I'm pretty sure this time is about John.
所以赶紧把。约翰福音的大纲稍微看一看，它的内容稍微看一看。
So I took some time to look at the outline of John and then studied John a little bit.
然后就把考试卷子拿来看，准备考。
And then I took the exam sheet and then prepared for taking the exam.
但是没想到啊，这次考试很特别。
But I did not realize it's a very special exam this time.
我可能是因为 scan 的原因，搞得大家很不清楚啊。
So because it's scanning, it's not clear.
对，它这个考试卷呢有三道题。
There's three exam questions.
他说：“你愿意白白的得五十分吗 ？Yes or no?
Do you want to take 50 credits for free? Yes or no?”
这次测试你准备好了吗
？Are you prepared for this exam?
你愿意这次的测试计分吗
？Do you want this exam to be counted toward your total score？
那要得分就赶紧把答案交上去。
If you want these credits, just go ahead turn in the turn in the exam online。
这个 DTS 的老师也很有意思哈。
The professor is very from DTS is very interesting。
对，就是给你一个白白的恩典。
He give you a grace, a free grace。
对，在考试的上面还有一句话就是说。既然讲到恩典，我们也给你们恩典。
Because in the exam it has a word that saying that now that we talk about grace, we're going to give you grace.
我一下子不知道什么感觉哈，因为你复习了嘛，本当以为他考试的，对吧？但至少很感谢主，有恩典。
I don't know what feeling because now that you're prepared, you wish they could have some questions, but still I thank God for the grace.
但是马上让我想一些事情。
But it make me think about certain things.
谁配得恩典呢
？Who deserves the grace?
在今天的社会，讲究效率，讲究讲究地位，讲究各种的时候，我们谁会得恩典呢
？In today's society, we focus on social status and we focus on efficiency. Who deserves the grace?
尤其是谁会给别人恩典呢
？Who will give other people grace？
因为你要恩典，你就怎么样，自己需要有丰盛才可以。
Because if you want grace, you need to have abundance within yourself.
如果我自己生活在极其艰难的时候，我怎么去把这个丰盛给别人呢
？When if you are living in a very difficult situation, how can you give this grace, this abundance to other people？
如果跟你们讲恩典讲不通的话，跟你们讲吃饭好了。
If it's difficult to understand grace, maybe we can talk about food.
对吧？ 如果你从来没吃过一道菜，你怎么给别人介绍这道菜的丰盛呢？
If you've never taken a dish, how can you share with other people how delicious the dish is?
我考考大家，你们吃过这个啊，这个红烧狮子头没有？
I don't know. So let me take a question. Did you ever eat the meatball, the special meatball?
啊，这个他不会翻，不好翻译哈。
Yeah.
我到扬州那里去哈，我才吃到正宗的红烧狮子头。
When I go to Yangzhou, I eat this meatball like lamb hide.
Yeah, 对吧？这个是因为它是扬州菜嘛。
Because it's a Yangzhou dish.
Yeah,
海洋 dish.
对，原来它的狮子头并不像我们平常用这个肉馅捏捏就可以产生的哈。
So it's not just a regular meatball. You just put meat together.
啊，它是用五花肉用切出来啊，不跟你们讲了。嗯、
yeah. So they use meat with the white meat and the red meat together.
吃过的人，我们很容易就哇，真好吃。鼓励你们到扬州去吃一个，不过太肥了。
Yeah, well, for those who have ever taken that special meatball, you can share with others. I've eaten this before. This is really delicious, but it's a little bit too greasy.
我真的介绍你们一定要去吃哈。
I usually introduce you. You need to go to Yangzhou to eat this meatball.
对，哪怕吃半个也好。
Even just finish half of it.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们尝到过恩典滋味的人，就晓得这恩典是真好。
But brothers and sisters, if you have already tasted the feeling, tasted the grace, you know how beautiful this grace is.
当我两个礼拜前准备这段信息的时候，我真晓得我就是像撒该这样的人。
When I prepared this message 2 weeks ago, I really know I'm exactly like Zacchaeus.
像我这样没有人要、没人喜欢的人，居然主可以要我。
Like Zacchaeus, nobody likes me, but the Lord loves me.
我们弟兄姐妹也是一样，得到过主的恩典的人，就愿意传讲主的恩典。
I think it's the same way for the brothers and sisters. If you have ever experienced the Lord's grace, you want to share this grace with others.
如果有机会哈，你去。我喜欢听别人讲话哈，如果你有机会去听别人讲话，真的很有意思。
I like to listen to others. Sometimes when you pay attention to how other people talk, it's very interesting.
你看，当人聚集的时候啊，好吃的人就讲吃的。
And you see when people gather together, those who like to eat will talk about food.
对吧？你看，有的人就讲化妆。
And some people will talk about makeups.
你们知道是谁？
You know who it is.
对吧？有的人就讲什么？哎，怎么能够发财？
And some people will talk about how to make money.
等到像我这个年龄开始就讲保健。
People like me will talk about how to pay attention to your health.
但是我问大家一个问题，谁在一起讲恩典呢？
But let me ask a question. Who, when they gather together, will share about grace?
我相信每一个真在主的恩典里的人，愿意去传讲主的恩典。
I believe everyone who really experienced the Lord's grace want to share this grace with others.
一个真得到主的赦免的人，愿意去赦免别人，并且帮助别人。
Somebody who is really forgiven by the Lord wants to forgive others and then help others.
当我们基督徒聚在一起的时候，我们谈论的应该是主的道、主的恩典、主的丰盛。
When we Christians gather together, brothers and sisters should share about the Lord's grace and the Lord's abundance.
教会基督徒应当极力地去传讲主的福音。
And the church and brothers and sisters should preach God's gospel as much as possible.
前段时间有一些我们跟一些传道人在一起，大家都觉得今天福音很难传了。
A couple of ministers gathered together, we will feel it's very difficult to preach the gospel nowadays.
但是你还看到有些人还是坚守在那个福音的工厂上。
But you can see many brothers and sisters are still in the field.
我们该不该传？来看今天的经文。
Should we preach the gospel? Let's see today's message.
路加福音十九章十五节的开头，我们刚才读的圣经这样讲的：他既得国回来，就吩咐那领银子的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。
Just like we read Luke 19:15, he was made a king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they have gained with it.
这是讲到有一个人啊，他得了权势之后啊，他回来要找人给他算账。
Now it's talking about a man of noble birth. When he became the king, and he came back to ask how much his servant has made.
啊，跟谁算呢？跟服侍他的人，跟他的仆人。
Who he's going to ask? He's asking those who serve him.
每一个他的仆人，他都要跟他清点算一算。
Every one of his servant, he's going to ask him.
当然，这是主耶稣的一个比喻。
Of course, it's an analogy.
讲到这个比喻快到结尾的时候
toward the end of the parable.
这故事的开头是这样讲的。
At the beginning of the parable, it was said.
12节到13节，他讲啊，他说有一个贵胄往远方去，要德国回来，便叫了他的十个仆人来，交给他们十锭银子，说你们去做生意，只等到我回来。
Verse 12 and 13, it says, he said, a man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed the king and then returned. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back.
哦，就是有一个人怎么样，他要德国。不过呢，他的德国的是怎么样，先把他的仆人叫过来，让仆人去赚生意，发大财。
So it's talking about a man of noble birth will become the king, but before he became the king, he asked his servant to earn.
这才引出十五节，他要开始跟他真的德国回来以后怎么样？他要跟他的仆人开始算账。
From here, we can see the verse 15. When he really returned as the king, he's going to ask his servant how much they made.
既然主人交给你事情了，主人回来的时候一定要计算你做的怎么样。
Now that the master has given you a task, when he came back, he's going to ask how you have accomplished your task.
这才讲到呢，各种各样的仆人的表现是不一样的。
And from here, we can see the different type of servants, they actually act differently.
有人赚了十倍，有人赚了五倍。
Some earned 10 times, some earned 5 times.
但还有人怎么样？并不是损失了，而是原封不动地还给主人。
But some actually returned, not lost, returned the same thing to the Lord.
但是他没有赚任何东西。
But he made nothing out of it.
那主耶稣为什么要讲这个比喻呢？
Why Jesus gave this parable?
他到底在什么情况讲？他要解决什么样的问题呢？
Under what situation, what circumstance he gave this parable?
就是因为跟随他的是他的门徒，并且很多人怎么样看着他。
Because many people following him were his disciples, and they were looking upon him.
啊，路加福音十九章十一节是这样讲的：众人正在听见这些话的时候，耶稣因为将近耶路撒冷，又因为他们以为啊神的国快要显现，就另设一个比喻说。
Let's look at Luke 19:11. When they were listening to this, he went to tell them a parable because he was near Jerusalem and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once, he said.
因为前面啊，他进到了撒该的家里边，并且讲撒该也是亚伯兰的子孙，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
Because before this, he went to Zacchaeus' home, and he said, Zacchaeus is also son of Abraham, and the Lord is here to find the lost, to save the lost.
啊，众人一看，哦，连撒该也是亚伯拉罕的子孙，太好了。
Well, everybody saw this, and they said, oh, even Zacchaeus is Abraham's son. That's really great.
众人就以为怎么样？哦，神的国是不是快要显现了？
So everybody was thinking, if the kingdom of God was going to appear at once.
显然，门徒或者众人的想法跟耶稣的想法有一些差别。
Of course, the disciples and the thinking of the disciples and the audience are very different from what Jesus were very different from what Jesus thought.
对，这里讲了两个原因，一个耶稣将近耶路撒冷。
There are two reasons. The first, Jesus was close to Jerusalem.
那他去耶路撒冷干什么？
What did he do in Jerusalem?
这是他最后一次去耶路撒冷。
This is the last time he went to Jerusalem.
他去耶路撒冷就要被人钉在十字架上。
He went up to the Jerusalem to be to be nailed on the cross.
他已经三次跟他门徒讲这个事情。
He has already talked with, about for three times with his disciples about death.
路加福音九章二十三节是这样讲，他定义上耶路撒冷去。
On Luke 9:23, it says, he determined to go to Jerusalem.
他要去，被人钉在十字架上。
He would go to Jerusalem and be nailed on the cross.
现在他的时间到了。
Now it's his timing.
他离世的时间到了。
His timing for leaving.
他升天的时间到了。
His timing to ascend to the heaven.
他整个所做的工作，接下来要交给他的仆人了。
All of the work, all of the ministry he did, he's going to give to his servant.
可是仆人在想什么呢？
But what these servants were thinking?
显然这些仆人的想法跟主的想法有差别。
Of course, the thinking of the servants were very different from the Lord.
他们以为耶稣来就是把我们以色列国复兴的。
They were still thinking about Jesus came to establish the Jewish country.
所以他们以为、耶稣你快到耶路撒冷了，我们的国马上就要显现了。
So what they're thinking is that, Jesus was close to Jerusalem. Maybe our Jewish kingdom will appear.
他们想不想神的国呀？
Do they want the kingdom of God?
想。
They want kingdom of God.
想不想神在他们中间掌权啊？
Do they want the Lord to have sovereignty over them?
想啊。
Yes.
但是他们想的跟耶稣想的有一点点区别。
But what they were thinking is very different from what Jesus was thinking.
就好像我们今天
，It's just like today.
我们也是一样。
Today we are in the same situation.
我们每一个基督徒，基督耶稣还会不会再来呀？
For everyone of us as a Christian, will Jesus Christ come again?
Yeah, 我们相信耶稣基督一定要再来。
Of course, we all believe that Jesus Christ will come again.
这是我们的盼望啊。
This is our hope.
我们将来要怎么样脱离地上的帐篷跟主在一起，那是好的无比的事情。
We are going to leave the processions on this earth. We're going to be together with Jesus. That's actually a very beautiful thing.
我们在等着这一天。
We are waiting for this day.
我们看看这世界的变化，也真觉得那日子是近了。
When we see the changes in this world, we really know that day is close.
但我们在今天等候的时候，我们还有什么事情要准备的，要预备的？
But what do we need to prepare today when we are waiting?
那圣经就开始告诉我们了。
The Bible tells us what we need to do.
我们要用神的话来纠正我们。
We need to correct ourselves with the Lord's word.
耶稣就举了这样的比喻。
Jesus gave us this parable.
有一个贵胄要往远往远方去。
This man of noble birth will go went to a distant country.
对，这里讲的有贵胄，有他的国，还有仆人，还有银子。
Here Jesus talked about a man of noble birth, the servants, the kingdom, and manners.
这段圣经怎么去解？有很多解法。
There are many ways to explain this paragraph of this parable.
很多人把这一段跟马太福音二十五章那里的五千、两千、一千银子、做比较。
Many people actually compare to Matthew about 5,000, 2,000, and 1,000.
对，其实就是五百、两百、一百哈，它这个银子锭啊，就是十两银子，跟那个呀五千是差不多，可以兑换起来。
Yeah, this is actually about the unit. Actually, 5,000 can turn into yeah.
这个单位并不重要，都是讲到，有人讲到这是讲的恩赐，有人讲到这是神的这个代传的工作，种种说法都有。
There are different explanations. The unit is really not important. There are different explanations. Some people said this is about the gift, and some people said this is about the ministry.
但是有一点我们是肯定有把握的。
But one thing we are very sure about.
主把事情交给我们。
The Lord has.Already passed this work to us.
希望我们能够借着主所赐的，把这个事情做完。
So that we can use what God gives us to accomplish this work.
他的国要再来。
His kingdom will come again.
但这个国跟我们今天这些做仆人的怎么去赚钱有很大的关系。
But this kingdom has when this kingdom come, it has a lot to do with how we as servants to make the money.
这个钱千万不要想成是 dollar。
This minus is not cannot be turned into dollar.
这个钱是跟他的国相关的。
This money actually is relevant to his kingdom.
是他的盼望所在。
It's what his will is.
主把很多的恩赐、责任交托给我们。
God has the Lord has given us a lot of gifts, a lot of responsibilities.
我们要让更多的人进到神的国里。
We need to let guide more people into His kingdom.
今天主耶稣在等候他的仆人服侍他。
Today Jesus Christ is waiting for His servants to serve Him.
为他的国得到更多的财富。
So that we can get more wealth to His kingdom.
我相信。我也个人这样理解，他是要我们去传讲主的福音。
I believe it's also my understanding. He's talking about we need to preach the gospel, do the evangelism.
让更多的人得救，进到神的国里。
So that more people can be saved and enter the kingdom of heaven.
没有这一步，主的大使命就不可能实现。
Without this step, the Great Commission cannot be achieved.
万民要做主的门徒。他至少万民要成为信主的人。
People from all nations will become the Lord's gospel and the Lord's disciples. At least they will first accept the Lord first.
大使命为的是造就更多的门徒，但是千万不要忘了造就门徒做什么？要去把福音传到地极。
The Great Commission talking about make disciples out of people, but don't forget what.We want to make disciples for. We want to make disciples to preach the gospel.
我更感谢主的是，主把这样的事情交托给你我这样无用的人。
I especially thank the Lord because He has given this great grand commission to all of us, you and me.
如果没有机会，我们不知道怎么成为天国里丰富的人。
If we don't have this opportunity, we don't know how to become a wealthy person in the heaven.
我不知道弟兄姐妹愿意花多长时间去传讲主的福音。
I don't know how much time you want to spend on preaching the gospel.
有人觉得没时间，有人觉得不会。
Some people feel we don't have time. Some people feel we just don't know what to do.
有人觉得这个传福音太难了。
Some people feel it's so difficult to preach the gospel.
让我讲一个事情。
Let me share you one thing.
啊，我知道有时候很多夫妻会吵架。
I know that sometimes the couples can argue with one another.
啊，就是你要叫他调和他挺难的。
It's very difficult to make the peace among them.
哎，但是呢，我们啊，我几年前去参加个夫妻恩爱营的时候啊。到最后做了一道题啊，大家马上感情就变好了。
We did, but about a couple of years ago, when I went to this husband and wife loving camp, we have a question, and when we finish this question, you know the relationship between husband and wife got much better.
他就说做一道题，假如你只剩下十天时间了。十天时间之后，你就不在这世上了。你会做什么事情
？The question is, if you have only 10 days left for your life, what do you plan to do with these 10 days?
他不是叫你脑子想一下哈，他叫你写下来。
It's not asking you to think about it. He asks you to write down.
回家写一下好不好
？When you go back, you can write down.
假如你生命只有剩下十天了，你会做什么
？If you only have 10 days left for your life.What do you plan to do?
还会不会跟丈夫妻子吵架了？
Do you really want to quarrel with your husband or wife?
哦，我的论文还没做完。
My thesis hasn't been finished.
哦，我还有什么是鱼还没钓
？Oh, I haven't finished fishing yet.
我相信很多事情都不重要了。
I believe these things are not important anymore.
你会做一个你认为最最重要的事情。
You will do something that you regard as the most important.
我记得有一个弟兄他就讲哎呀我要花一天的时间飞回中国跟我父母吃顿饭然后再做什么最后的几天跟我太太就在外面走路就可以了。
I think one of the brothers wrote that I want to fly back to China for one day and then have a dinner with my parents and then come back to just walk with my wife for the rest of my life.
Yeah, 不要做什么就是跟我太太走一起就行了。
Nothing to do, just walk with my wife.
那我们基督徒每一个得救的人，我们最最重要的事情是什么？
for every one of us as a Christian, every one of us who are saved, what's the most important thing for us?
那以前有个运动叫 WWJD， 那就是 What would Jesus do？
There was a movement about what would Jesus do？
啊，就是你做什么事情要看耶稣怎么做。
That's when you do something, you need to think about what would Jesus do。
嗯，我不是推这个东西，但是确实，我们来看耶稣他做了什么。
I'm not pushing for this movement, but actually, let's look at what Jesus did。
要知道这段话的前提是，耶稣可能还有不到一个礼拜，他就要钉十字架了。
You know, when we look at this paragraph, this message today, we need to think about 1 week later, Jesus will be crucified.
Yeah, 他已经到了耶路撒冷，到了耶利哥，耶路哥上去就走到耶路撒冷。
He has already got to Jericho, and then he would go up to Jerusalem.
那他还有一个礼拜，他会怎么花他的时间呢？
Another week left. How would Jesus spend his time?
你会发现很特别。
You will see it's very special.
耶稣在那天晚上，他反而住到一个叫做撒该的税吏的家里。
You can see it's very special that on that night, Jesus stayed at Zacchaeus' home. He is a tax collector.
他愿意花一个晚上住在这个罪人的家里。
He wanted to spend one night in a sinner's home.
他完全住在怎么样一个没人喜欢的一个人的家里。
He stayed in the home of somebody who nobody liked.
撒该不是自己找耶稣啊。
Zacchaeus did not find Jesus by himself.
虽然他很好奇耶稣是什么样的人。
Even though he was very curious.
但是不是他找耶稣。
It's not like he seeked Jesus.
是耶稣找他。
It's Jesus who called on him.
耶稣抬头看见撒该说，撒该，你下来，今天我就住到你家里。
When Jesus raised his head, he saw Zacchaeus, and he said, Zacchaeus, come down, today I will be in your home.
谁会喜欢一个税吏呢？
Who would like a tax collector?
谁会喜欢一个跟妓女跟罪人混在一起的人呢？
Who would like somebody who mingle with sinners and prostitutes?
我们的主愿意住到他家。
Our Lord Jesus would like to stay in his home.
并且不单跟撒该，而是跟一群的税吏和罪人一起的吃喝。
Not only with Zacchaeus, but also drink and mingle with a bunch of sinners like Zacchaeus.
他也知道外边的这些这个法利赛人啊，什么很多人都用各种的眼光在看着他。
Of course he knew that the Pharisees will look at him with very strange attitude.
但是他愿意跟撒该在一起。
But he wanted to be with Zacchaeus.
为什么？
Why?
因为这段话里最重要的一句话，路加福音的中心就是人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
Because there is a key word for Luke here. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
路加福音不但讲到耶稣是人子，
Gospel of Luke not only talked about Jesus is Son of Man,
更是讲到他来寻找拯救世上的人。
More than that, the Gospel of Luke talked about Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
纵然耶稣这样讲，但是门徒啊，很多群众啊，都是误解。
Even though Jesus talked about this, everybody was still confused.
他在举这样的比喻警告门徒。
That's why he used this parable to warn the disciples.
他要离开这个地方，他要德国再来。不过现在的事情要交给他十个门徒。
He will leave this place. He will come back, he will come back as the king. But now the tasks will be given to his disciples.
当他来的时候，他要跟他每一个仆人算账。
When he came back, he will ask all of his servants.
有赚十锭的、十倍的、有赚五倍的都没关系，神都是一样的奖赏。
Somebody will make 10 times, somebody will make 5 times. It doesn't matter. God will have the same reward for you.
啊，不能有人讲啊，不对啊，有十座城、五座城啊。
Some may ask, oh, there are 10 cities and 5 cities.
啊，你不要集中在那上面。但是主说夸奖的都是你是忠心良善的人。
Don't focus on that. What Jesus praised them is you are good and faithful servant.
神会从神家的审判会从神家开始，审判是一定有的。
The judgment will come and it will come from God's family.
他会给每一个仆人算账。
He will ask every servant about their results.
主把他恩典、恩赐、能力各种事情责任交托我们的时候，主要给我们计算。
When the Lord gave His gift, His power, and His task to us, He will come back to ask us what we did.
其实那个成为恶仆的，他也不是不知道。
Actually, even that evil servant, it's not like he doesn't know that.
他可能比别的人还更知道主。
Maybe he knows more about the Lord.
他说：“主啊，你没有闪的地方有收，没有种的地方没有种的地方有收，没有闪的地方有聚。”
He said, you take what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow.
Yeah. 主说：“照你所说的话定你。”
The Lord said, the Master said, I will judge you by your own words.
Yeah. 所以主一定要跟每个人算。
So the Lord will actually ask every one of us.
福音也是一定要传的。
We really need to do evangelism.
这是主交托我们的。
Because this is what God asked us to do.
这个保罗就讲，他说我传福音原没有可夸的，因为是不得已，若不传福音就有祸了。
What Paul said is, for when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, since I'm compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
不但是个责任，更是个甘心。我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任交托我了。
Not only talk about responsibility, but also talk about being volunteer. So if I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I'm simply discharging the trust committed to me.
他有个心态，无论如何总要救些人。
He has a very deep heart. By all possible means, I might save some.
有一个传说。
There is a story.
啊，说是这个，因为保罗经常跟囚犯啊捆在一起。
Because Paul was always chained together with the prisoners.
跟搜救在一起的、
yeah,
看过他这
哦、yeah. oh, yeah, yeah, 跟 chained with the soldiers、
啊、但据说呢他这个、这个士兵啊每天要换一个、
some people said the soldiers you know will change every day
因为跟他绑在一起第二天就变成基督徒了、
because after being chained to him for one day the second day will become a Christian
你不信我信
if you don't believe I believe
保罗是走到哪里就把福音带到哪里的人。
Paul is somebody who preached the gospel everywhere he goes.
对我们而言，主的一锭银子已经交给每个人了。
To every one of us, the Lord has already given a manna to us.
我们有条致富之路，可以赚得更多。
We have a path to be rich, so that we can earn more.
呀，无论是五锭还是赚五倍还是十倍，都有奖赏。
No matter five times or ten times, you will always have a reward.
问题是我们怎么办
？The question is, what should we do?
啊，你说有的人说我真的不会呀、啊。
Some people may say, I just don't have a gift.
主早就知道了，你可以放在银行里。
The Lord already knows that you can put in the bank.
主的夸奖是，我们都是怎么样？良善的仆人，你既在最小的事上有忠心。
What the Lord cares about is that we are the faithful, trustworthy servant, so we can be faithful in the smallest things.
知道哈，这是什么？最小的事。
We need to know that this is a very small matter.
所以我们要在小事上忠心。
But we need to be trustworthy on the small matter.
这也是耶稣未了的心愿。
This is what Jesus will.
他已经交托给我们了。
He has given to us.
一个人对待灵魂的态度，那就是他对待主的态度。
Our attitude toward the lost soul is our attitude toward the Lord.
我自己也是这样。我当我刚得救的时候啊，跟着别人到处跑传福音，可喜乐了。
Oh, I'm in the same way. When I first saved, so I preached the gospel all over the place, following others. I was very joyful on this.
现在怎么越做越像牧师了
？The more I do it, the more I look like a pastor.
福音嘛，你们就传去就行了。
So you can just go ahead and preach the gospel.
需要悔改。
I need to repent.
你想想，传福音不容易。我们今天得救都跟一个人有关，戴德森。
You think how difficult it is to preach the gospel. Our salvation have a lot to do with Hudson Taylor.
我听说哈，戴德森当初到中国来的时候，英国的四大差会都不给他宣教士。
When I heard that when Hudson Taylor first came to China, all of the four evangelical organizations, none of them gave him missionaries.
因为他留辫子啊，穿麻瓜。英国才会都不认同他
，because he tried to live like Chinese. He had that bread, and then he dressed like Chinese. So the evangelical organizations they don't recognize him.
我们今天听说一剑桥七杰，哇，这多厉害的！那其实戴德森没有办法。
We heard about the seven missionaries from Cambridge. How good they are, how brilliant they are, but.Actually, Hudson Taylor was running out of solutions.
但戴德森，他不管是灵恩派的，不管什么派的，鼓励人把福音传给那个看不起的中国人。
But Hudson Taylor put aside the denominations, regardless it's a Pentecostal or whatever it is. Hudson Taylor focused on getting more missionaries to preach the gospel to the lost souls in China.
今天我们也要。有这样的心态。
Today we should have the same attitude.
把福音传给更多的人。
We preach the gospel to more people.
向内看看教会发展需要有福音。
If we look inside, the growth of the church needs the gospel.
周围看，我们很多的朋友、同事都还没有得救。
When we look around, many of our friends, many of our colleagues, they were not saved yet.
向上看，主在看着我们。
When we look upon, the Lord is look upon us.
我想时间关系，真的，我们不需要再多讲。盼望我们主的恩典在我们身上，我们可以往前走。
We don't have time to talk more, but I really wish the Lord's grace will be with us so that we can walk this path.
人子来，为要寻找拯救世上的人。
The Son of Man came to save the lost.
所以我们要跟随耶稣，传讲他的好消息。
So we need to follow Jesus to preach the gospel.
记得哈，我刚开始都看到那个考试题啊，那是恩典，对吧？
Remember when I first show you the exam question, Lisa Grace, right?
我们传福音也是靠神的恩典。
When we preach the gospel, when we do the evangelism, so it's also depend on God's grace.
但是当我拿到考试的时候，我不能开心的太早。
When I got the exam, I cannot be happy too early.
我至少得写上名字。
At least I need to put on my name.
画几个圈。
I need to make the choice.
千万别忘了还要怎么样，把答案传给老师。
More importantly, don't forget that I need to turn in the answer sheet.
恩典是白白的。
Grace is free.
一定会给每一个跟随主脚中去行的人。
Grace will be given to everyone of us who are following Jesus Christ.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你啊，谢谢你！你把你独生爱子拆到地上，原来是寻找拯救我们这一些世上的人。我们原是你的杰作，世上的每一个人都是你的创造，都是你的杰作。你把灵魂赐在我们的里边，我们将来还都要在你的面前。但主，我们谢谢你，你今天让我们得救，你把恩典给我们。让我们可以在到处宣扬你这位召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。我们往前走，你会用恩典伴随我们。谢谢主，愿你真的开我们的眼，让我们得见你的面光，开我们的耳，得听你的话语，更求你伴随我们，能够使福音传到地极，让我们的亲人、同胞、同事每一个人得听你的话语。愿你的名充满在陆地海洋直到地极。谢谢主，愿主你祝福我们，祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名，
Amen.
Amen.